Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if the very thing that makes you different is what makes you special? Author and educator Lori Stack joins me on This Week in America to talk about her heartwarming children's book, Howie the Unusual Bear, a touching story about self-acceptance, friendship, and learning to embrace their uniqueness. With more than 30 years of experience working with children, Lori has created stories that encourage young readers to believe in themselves, overcome doubt, and celebrate what makes them unique. Howie the Unusual Bear has become an Amazon bestseller and continues to inspire families with its uplifting themes. And back with us on This Week in America, the author of the uplifting children's book, Howie the Unusual Bear, and the recipient of the prestigious Best New Children's Book Author in California 2026. She was recognized for her exceptional contributions to the world of children's literature and her ability to inspire young minds through her innovative storytelling. Lori, first of all, congratulations and welcome back to the program.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So much to talk about. I love what you did with this book, Howie the Unusual Bear. Before, let's just take a couple of minutes here at the beginning to get some background information on you. I mentioned 30 years plus in experience working with children. Give me a little bit of background, and then we'll talk about Howie.
Okay. I've been a special education teacher for 30 plus years. And I work with the children that are in the classrooms but have learning disabilities. So it's really a unique position to help kids that are about 3 years behind in reading or writing or math to keep them up with their grade level. And that's what I did as an RSP teacher.
Challenging and certainly has to be rewarding. What's that like when you see a child that is responding to your teaching, and because of that, their lives will be better?
Well, funny you say that, but I've had students come back to the school since I've retired, and they go to the school and they have told the school how much I was essential in helping them believe in themselves.
Just amazing.
And helping them understand what they were going to face out in the world and that they couldn't have done it without me. So I have several students that have come back and said that. So I feel like it was all worth it, all the hard work, all the, you know, I never took lunch when I was a teacher. I always had kids coming in my room to prepare for tests, to make up assignments, to do whatever. And, you know, that was my goal, that they all be functional human beings. And, and whatever their path was, that they would be successful.
Well, that special attention really has paid dividends for you. And you use the word retired, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. Retired is just a word for you. It doesn't really actually mean you're fishing during the day and taking time off, and you'll never go back and work with young people again. You continue to work with them during your authorship, your writing books. This is Howie the Unusual Bear. What inspired you to write this book, an Amazon bestseller? What was the inspiration for the story of Howie?
Well, since I retired, I've been a sub up here in the mountains. I live in the mountains, and I'm a substitute at grades kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And so I see the whole gamut of kids, and I have for years. But a few things have stood out to me about the children these days and about how they're all trying to forge their own path through whatever it is that interests them or captivates them. And they're all so unique. I just watch the students as they file into the classroom, and, you know, some are goth, some are, you know, pink hair, some, you know, they're just all their own people.
Yes.
And I realized even in elementary school that they were differentiating themselves, and that sometimes it was accepted and sometimes it wasn't. And so I created Howie in order for those kids to know that it is okay to be exactly who you are. And I think we need to teach classrooms of kids empathy, you know, and accepting one another for who they are. And I mean, that alone would cut down on bullying, you know, because bullying just stems from you are unfamiliar. What you do or say is unfamiliar. The way you look is unfamiliar. So I am going to harass you. It's because they don't understand. And I think if we did a better job of talking about, you know, kids today, their interests and what makes them unique, I think it would go a long way.
You know, it's interesting as I'm reading reviews of Howie the Unusual Bear. This is making an impact on parents, too. This sort of reinforces something that maybe we take for granted, we put at the back of our minds and don't focus on it. But it is so important in dealing with young people. The book is available, by the way, wherever books are sold. Author LauriStack.com is our website. Laurie is L-A-U-R-E. Like on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about developing the character Howie. I love Howie. He's not your average bear, is he? He really is into his uniqueness.
I had to create Howie to be completely different, you know, to mirror kind of what these kids might be going through. And Howie, I live in the mountains, so the bear theme is just like, you know, obvious. But I created him as a character to show it is okay for Howie to be Howie. And Howie, you know, Howie does not care if the other bears do not accept him or do the same thing. Or he does his life. He takes care of himself and all the things that make him happy in the meantime, while he's hoping he's going to meet a bear that's like him. And yes, he forges friendships with all the animals, not just the bears. And so that's how I created Howie.
Such a lovable character. Howie the Unusual Bear is a book by our guest on the program, Laurie Stark. We'll talk about her other books as well. You go to her website, you'll see a range of books there. You can get information, order them as well, author LauriStack.com. How do you go about showing it's okay to be yourself? You're not doing it in a teaching format and that you're at the front of the class and you're reading something to them. You're doing it through this character, through the illustrations, through the examples of Howie. How do you go about showing that message and letting them know that, hey, unusual may be your greatest strength?
When I read my book to classrooms, I talk about it at first, just a brief introduction. And then after I read it, you know, it sparks discussions on, you know, what made him different? What did he do about being different? How did he handle it? And, you know, was he ever going to find somebody that loved him for just him? So that's basically it.
Well, and it captures their attention, and suddenly something that may be abstract to them really makes some sense. They can understand what's happening through your narration and the creator that you've developed, Howie the Unusual Bear. There are other messages in the story, other themes in the story as well. Talk about what else is discussed in the book.
It touches on kindness and friendship and how Howie interacts with all the other animals in a real fun, meaningful way. I mean, he enjoys his life. He enjoys, you know, even when he's looking for a bear like him, he cherishes the friendships he has, you know, and he builds his life. Snowboarding, making a garden, doing all those things, just because he, you know, this is who he is. And just like Howie, these children need to have belief in themselves of whatever it is that they're feeling and thinking about themselves that makes them different than other people, that that's something to celebrate. That's something to build on and strengthen. It's not a weakness.
You've got Howie going through. He's sort of thinking this through. Am I ever going to be able to find somebody that's compatible with me? Or do I have to change, conform to them to find somebody? And along comes Chloe. Talk about that and how important that is, because you can find somebody that you're compatible with.
Yes. I mean, it took Howie a while. It took Howie a long time. But eventually, he met a bear that has the same tastes that he does. And, you know, and then his life was complete and he created a life with cubs and all these things. But, you know, I want kids to know that they can have their happy ending. They can be who they are, grow up strong and believe in themselves and just, you know, create wonderful things in
yes.
the world.
Our guest on the program back with us is Laurie Stack. Her website is authorlauriestack.com, talking specifically about the book Howie the Unusual Bear. She's written others, and we'll talk about those as we go through the conversation. Why is it so important to talk to children about inclusion? And why do you think inclusion is a word I probably should be whispering, because not everybody wants to hear the word inclusion, which is a little frightening. Talk about why that's important and what we're missing out when we're not teaching people about inclusion.
Well, these days especially, a lot of times, even the media and politicians, unfortunately, will denigrate certain people for who they are
yes.
and what they believe in. And you know, kids today have a really difficult time navigating this world, because with all the social media and the influences from everywhere, you know, they've just got to figure out who they are and stay true to themselves and stay strong and not give up. Because, you know, if kids understood that everyone is valuable, no matter if they have purple hair, blue hair, that everyone has something to give this world and to offer. And they understood each other more. I don't think there'd be as much bullying, you know, and right now bullying is still a really big problem in school.
Despite all the talk that we've had years talking about bullying and the negative impact it has on young people, it's still a prominent topic. You talked about this and want to go back because it's so important, where children are often bullied for expressing who they are. Talk about that for a second, and we'll let that sink in as you're talking about it.
Well, I can use an example of yesterday. I was at the middle school, and I was in a science class that I had seventh graders coming in for some classes and eighth graders coming in for some classes. And I had one boy in the last class, and he clearly was upset about certain things happening in the classroom. Kids weren't sitting in the right seats. You know, this was going on. For the most part, though, the class was pretty quiet and got their work done. But I didn't even see this, but at the end of the class, this boy comes up to me and he says, "They won't stop bullying me. They cornered me." And I did not see them corner him. He said, "They walked up and they cornered me and they were threatening me." And I said, "You need to tell the office." And he said, "I've told the office before and it doesn't seem to help." And so I think this is where teachers need to step in and be really observant and see, I missed that opportunity. Because I was working with the whole class, I didn't see them challenge him like that. But there's so many kids like that in school, and they're bright and they're sweet, and they just get beaten down by the kids who just look at them and think, you know, you don't mean anything to me. You know, you are just this little person that sits there quietly and does their work. And, you know, and a lot of times they dislike the kids that are very studious, you know, the kids that are excelling and are quiet and stay to themselves. So it is really a problem. And parents, teachers, administrators really, really need to focus on inclusion and accepting one another.
You mentioned
they
word,
really do.
You mentioned the word empathy before. Is that something they understand? And are you getting through as you're talking about empathy?
Yes. Thank goodness in the classrooms, I always see kids that are empathetic. You will have these kids who are the bullies, but then you will always have the kids in the class that know that this is wrong and will, you know, help that student, will be there for that student. I mean, I've had students that have been ostracized, and all I have to do is go up to one of the popular girls in the class and say, hey, could you take them out and play with them? They don't have anybody to play with. And they're like, sure. You know, sometimes it doesn't even occur to them to engage with these kids. They just think, okay, you're not in my friend group. So, you know, we go out and we play and you get left behind. And so I think it's incumbent on teachers to really look for ways that everybody can be included.
One of the themes, actually several of the themes that you have in your books, talking about kindness and acceptance. And talking about kindness, that can change lives starting with their own. Talk about that, because there is a good feeling with kindness when you do something for somebody and they acknowledge it.
Oh my goodness, they so appreciate it. Every child that I've intervened, or every child that I've seen other kids in the class intervene with, has, you know, they feel accepted. They feel like they're part of. And it goes so far. It goes so far. I remember this one little boy in second grade, and he just didn't fit in at all. He just didn't know how to follow the rules, and you know, he took up more space on the rug than everybody, and, you know, and then poked and prodded at kids. And so he just bugged. And I talked to him, and I just said, you know what? I know that you can sit correctly, and I know that you can get some of your work done, because he would shove all of his work on the floor, just everything on the floor. And I said, no, I know this is hard. This is really, really hard, but you can do it. You can learn it and get through it. You can. But you have to go slow, and you have to believe in yourself and know that you can do this. And his whole attitude, he wound up being, I think he ended up hitting or bumping into someone with a feeding tube at lunch, and they suspended him because of it. And he came back to my room after lunch, and he was being productive for the first time. Well, he had been productive after I had worked with him in the morning, but
yes,
the principal came in at him, and he was hysterical. He didn't want to leave the classroom. And you know, because he liked where he was at that moment. You know, he was learning. He was part of the group. And, you know, his actions, of course, took him out of the classroom. And I felt so bad for him. But those are the kids I want to reach. Those are the kids I want to reach.
With us on the program is Lori Stack. The book is an Amazon bestseller. It's Howie the Unusual Bear. It's been called a family treasure. This is a must for your home library. It's a great gift as we head into graduation season. We end up in the holidays in a couple of months. A great gift to give for the holidays for a special occasion or just to give to a child, maybe a relative, maybe a neighbor. The book is available wherever books are sold. Information on Lori's website, authorloristack.com. Let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges, because you face challenges every day. And the more I read about education, the more concerned I get. I am shocked every time I read, and I've been doing it for a number of years, about homelessness and the number of children who really don't have a home. They may, and they change school districts a lot because wherever they're living or not living seems to change. How big a problem is homelessness among children, something that I don't think gets discussed nearly enough?
I agree with you. As a teacher, if you are a classroom teacher, they will let you know if a child is homeless. And it's like the children in the foster system. There's so many of them. And some foster homes are great, and some are not great. So a lot of these kids, and with everything so expensive these days, more and more of them are going to find themselves in that situation, unfortunately. And, you know, as teachers and staff, I've seen everybody goes out of their way to be there for these kids. I mean, it's really a goal of every teacher or administrator, cafeteria person, playground person to include these kids and to make them feel like they're valuable. And even though their life is in flux right now, and even though things are not great, that they have a safe place. They have a safe place at school.
What kind of problem are we facing? And it seems like they're almost insurmountable. I keep reading this and get more and more concerned. Food and meals and internet and devices, I'm going to lump all of those together. Kids that run by a Starbucks on the way home because they don't have internet at home, so they're trying to get part of on the Wi-Fi to conclude their homework. And with the homelessness and the lack of money, you miss meals, food. How important are all those issues, and are we really addressing them?
No, we're really not. School districts are strapped for money.
Yes.
Like the school district up here, especially because the mountain communities do not get the funding that the districts down the hill do. And so most of the teachers up here spend at least a couple thousand a year on supplies that they need for their students, whether it is rewards or treats. And I did this when I was an RSP teacher. I had a whole big, huge area where I had things that they could purchase from me with their points of which they got from doing their work.
Ah, yes.
And it really goes a long way. It really goes a long way. But I feel so bad when I hear middle school teachers saying, I've had to pay for this the entire year because the school doesn't have the money for it. And, you know, I don't know what we can do about that. It's, you know, when teachers are scrambling to find materials, I know as a teacher, I made my own, a lot of my own, based on the needs of the kids. But there's a need up here in the mountains. For example, we have some disturbed kids, emotionally disturbed children, and they're not your typical SDC. SDC is for special day class. It's for autistic, you know, kids that have a hard time learning and they need structure and they need.
Yes.
Well, these kids are out of that realm. They're explosive. They're angry. They're They can be violent. They command attention wherever they are in a classroom. And I don't know about other districts, but this district does not have a program for those children. They have a program for autistic children, and what they end up doing is they throw those children into those classes with autistic kids. So you have this volatile kid next to a kid that can't handle volatility. They need calm. They need, you know, and it's just a recipe for disaster. I don't know about other districts. I think they might have more resources down the hill, but it's really sad because I've had kids tell me this one child ruined my entire year, because the whole year was all about this child. And I think until we're meeting the needs of all children, you know, we yes. are not going to succeed. Because there's so many reasons for these problems. I mean, so many kids, they're lucky if they're eating. Maybe they come from families that aren't supportive, that are just barely scraping by. And so basically school is all they have. And books, you know, books like this is what they have to, you know, to hang on to and say, yeah, I'm going to be okay. This is going on in my life, but I'm going to be okay. And that's what I want for every child.
Well, you're reaching out with your books, Howie the Unusual Bear, the one we're focusing on in this program. We've also talked with Lori about the leaf that went on an unexpected road trip. Another book of hers is Once Upon a Boy. These books are so well done. In fact, the leaf that went on an unexpected road trip, if you have a leaf that ends up on your car, you're going to wonder where it came from and where it's going. It has a lasting impact on you, as does this book, Howie the Unusual Bear. It is so well written, a very powerful story for young people in there. And I'm just going to take another second here. We're heading into summer, and we keep reading about the summer struggle, that kids lose a little bit of that edge during the time off. It's vacation, it's break time. What should parents do to make sure their kids stay engaged intellectually during the course of a summer vacation?
Well, we advise all parents to keep reading with their kids.
Yes.
Keep them going with math and things so they don't lose it. But most kids cannot afford to lose 2 months of learning. They just can't. Because each grade level, I can honestly tell you that academics are almost twice as hard as when I was a child. Everything has gotten so complex. And they're learning algebra in kindergarten.
Wow.
So these kids have a lot to deal with. And there's a lot of pressure, you know, and when they can't do it, or they feel like there's no way that they could possibly achieve anything, they just shut down. And Once Upon a Boy is about believing in yourself enough to see yourself through those hard times, to stick with what you know. It's like the Olympic athletes that said, you know, there were years that I didn't feel like doing it. There were tough times, but I didn't give up. And the only way they made it to the Olympics was, you know, keeping that no matter what obstacles came their way. And so Once Upon a Boy is about basically what can ruin your dreams, what can completely destroy your dreams. Because Liam, in my book, he wants all these things and they come true. It's a fantasy story, but the minute he steps back and goes, wait a minute, how in the world did I create all this? Poof, it's gone. And he thinks, was this all just a dream? And then he sees something that was left over from, you know, what they had done. And he realized, no, it really had happened. And all of a sudden he brightens up and it's like, I can create stuff. I can create a positive reality for myself. And that's basically what Once Upon a Boy is about. And the leaf, the leaf that went on an unexpected road trip based on a true story.
I love that.
I mean, how many of us have had leaves stuck to our cars when we drive down the street? And so I had that happen on a trip with a girlfriend. This oak leaf was with us the entire time. And so I said, okay, I'm writing a story about this leaf. And it wasn't my road trip, but I thought, you know, I tied it in with fear of new things, new opportunities, new adventures, because new things are scary to kids, you know, like changing schools, changing classrooms. I mean, these things are dramatic. And so the leaf goes through all those emotions of, oh my gosh, I'm separated from all the other leaves. Where am I going? And he's terrified. But through the book, he works through those fears. And he comes out the other side and he realizes, wow, you know, I've been able to do things that I never could have done. And look how amazing this is. And he winds up back with his, you know, with the other leaves, and because the car obviously comes back to the mountains. So, yeah, so that's. That was the leap.
It goes on quite a journey. And as you're driving now, at least after we talked about the book, I have a leaf in the car. Suddenly it's gone and I'm sad. I'm hoping it's okay. I'm not quite sure where it is, but that leaf just left me. We didn't have a chance to talk before he left. I hope everything was going well. That's the kind of impact that these books make on everybody, including the parents who read the book. Howie, the Unusual Bear, Once Upon a Boy, the Leaf That Went on an Unexpected Road Trip. A minute or so left at the end of the program. You've got so much going on. You're far from, like I said, retiring and going fishing every day. You're still working. You're still writing. You're still thinking. You're still guiding young people. What are you working on now? I know you got a couple of books that were ready to be published.
Yes. One of them is another children's book, and it's got like 11 sections to it. And it is about the adventures of my animals and the wildlife here. And I mean, I'm an animal person, and so I've always paid attention to the way animals react to people and what people do and what animals do in response. So I created a story with a dog I no longer have. He ended up dying in a dental accident. He went in to get his tooth pulled. He was 6 years old, and gave him too much anesthesia, and he died. Cooper, a mini dachshund. And we were beyond devastated.
Oh, yes.
And the cats in the store we still have. And we waited a year to get another dog, and the funny thing was, you know, we said, Cooper, lead us to whatever dog we're supposed to have, and we found this dog, Lexi. She's a cheagle, half beagle, half chihuahua, and we adopted her not knowing she was pregnant. And I was like, surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
So anyways, the book I wrote, The Adventures of Cooper, Winnie, and Petey Panther. Winnie's a white cat I own. Petey Panther's a black cat. And they're both just unique little individuals. Petey Panther, he thinks he's a dog or a person. he begs for, you know, he gets up and begs you to pick him up with his, you know, gets on his back feet and like, please, please pick me up. And he'll just like leap in front of you just for fun. But they interact with the squirrels, the raccoons, and everything else that's here. And so I wrote kind of a cute story about how the animals deal with my husband and I, as well as the creatures around us.
Well, we will look forward to that and so much more. And you can keep up with Lori and all that she's written and get information and order as well by going to her website, authorloristack.com. Lori is L-A-U-R-E. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you'll find our past interview there when we talked about the leaf that went on an unexpected road trip. I want to take just a second here at the end to sort of tie this all together again, talking about the concept of Howie the Unusual Bear. Why is it so important that children and adults believe in themselves? Is that sort of the foundation for turning this whole bullying thing around?
Yes, because when I was a kid, I was actually bullied. And so I know what it feels like. And I created my own path. The only way I could was to know that I was okay. And as long as I did what I knew I needed to do, I was going to be fine. And so as a child, a lot of the ways I dealt with bullying was just to write. And I would research plants and animals, and I would just write and write. And I always intended to be a writer, and somehow I became a teacher instead. But now I have the chance to be a writer, so it's fun.
Well, you do such a remarkable job. And again, recipient of the prestigious Best New Children's Book Author in California 2026. All of her books available on our website, available wherever books are sold as well. Lori, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being on the program, sharing your insight, and congratulations on the success of the books and the success in the classroom to have students come back decades later and say, you know, you're the one that really turned my life around. There can't be anything more rewarding in life. Thank you for being with us once again.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you with us. And I would like to thank EC Publishing, helping authors publish, promote, and grow, supporting writers from manuscript to market, putting your book in front of the world. That's ecpublishingllc.com. And a reminder, This Week in America, you can listen on 28 different podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and many more. Also available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and many more.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.